Rabbeinu Avdei Chatavra Bosnaz, and he let your Eved speak words in the ears of my master, Val Yichar Abcha V'Avdecha, and let your anger not flare at your Eved, Kikomaycha Kiparek, because you are like Parek. Achaim HaKadosh asks the question, why did it have to say Vayigash? He stepped forward. They were all standing in front of Yosef. So what is this special Vayigash that it says by Yehuda? They were already standing there. Second of all, why did it say Vayigash Elov Yehuda? Vayigash Yehuda. What's the Vayigash Elov? Achaim HaKadosh says a Pshat Derech Drush. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kamayim haponim leponim, kainlev ha'odam la'odam. Like the reflection of the face of a person in the water, so is the heart of one person to another, which means, just like when you stare into the water, you smile, your reflection smiles back at you. You frown, the reflection frowns back at you. So too is the heart of one person to the other. If you have a good feeling about your friend, if you love him, you're melamed zchus on him, and you care about him, then your friend in turn reflects that love, and he reflects that concern, and he loves you back. If, on the other hand, you carry a sin against him and a hard feeling, then that is able to be reflected in your friend's heart. He feels it, and the male, that is the way he looks at you as well. When Yehuda saw that he was in a conflict with Yosef, and he saw that Yosef is not going to have Rachmanis, Yehuda thought of a plan. He wanted to turn the heart of Yosef to be merachim on them. So what did he do? He was makriv his das and his rotzen to him to love him and to care about him, so that Yosef in turn will do the same thing. He will be makriv to him and be makabel his words and have rachmanis on him. Now, Vayigash is a lashon, he had to make a special effort to come close to Yosef. Why is that? Because the Yosef HaTeva, the Bnei Yankiv that were Ovdei Hashem, they tried to stay away from Ovdei Avodah Zara. They didn't want to have a shaychus with them, right? Because we want to be merachik ourselves from Tumah. So the Meila, the Yosef HaTeva of the Bnei Yankiv is to hate those that go against the word of Hashem, and they hate those that go after their taivas. So it was not natural for Yehuda to do this. But under the circumstances, because of the pressure, he had to make a special effort to be makar of his lady Yosef, the Mela, to change that devil within him. It says, by Yigash, he made a special effort, a love, to become a kuruv to Yosef. And in turn, Yosef would become a kuruv to him. That's by Yigash, a love, with an extra histadlus, to be makar of himself to Yosef. Plus, it goes on to say, now when Yosef was mizvada to his brothers, he said, "Ani Yosef ha'oid ovi chai v'lo yochlu echav lanas oisoi ki nivalu mipona." It's Yedua what it says in the Medrash, "Amar Rabbi Kain Bardala, oi lonu miyayim adin, oi lonu miyayim ateichach. Woe is to us from the day of judgment, woe is to us from the day of rebuke. Madach Yosef, who was from the youngest of the Shvatim, and he was outnumbered by the brothers, and yet it still says that his brothers could not stand up to him, they couldn't answer him. Ki nivalu mipana. So Kal v'chaymer ben b'noishel Kal v'chaymer, kishayov ha'yakodesh baruch hu, v'yoychiyach kol echad v'echad, kifi mashahu, alachas kam v'kam, alach meres m'shana. When Mashiach comes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mashiach, every person, kifi mashahu, according to what he is, halach is kama v'kama, we have something to be afraid of. Now the Chofetz Chaim tells us, what is the meaning of the words kifi mashahu? Each one according to what he is. He gives a marshal out of a real thing in life. Every year, the army of a certain country, it has military maneuvers, and it does it on the outskirts of a city, but they also need a place for lodging, to lodge the army that's performing these military maneuvers, and every year, they do it on the outskirts of a different city. So what do they do? They send people there, scouts in advance, that scout out the homes of the people. And the people of the city are going to have to give room and board to the soldiers that are taking part in these military maneuvers at night. They need a place to stay. They need a place to eat. So these scouts come out and they check out all the houses, the bigger houses, the smaller houses, and they find lodgings for everybody. And it's understood that the big military officers, they get to stay in the more comfortable homes of the rich people, and they take up a lot of room there. So, Vahiyayim, the general, came with all of his big officers, and one of the scouts comes to the home of one of the Gvirim, and he says, from your house, we're taking up a whole wing for the general and the people around him. So he says, there must be some mistake. Mistake? What mistake? He says, well, my friend, you know, also a well-to-do fellow, from him you only took up one or two rooms. And from me you're taking up a whole wing in the house? It's not right. It's a mistake. So when the scout heard this, he says, you know, rest assured, there is no mistake. He says, your friend, you know, he has a large family, and he doesn't have such a big house, not a house nearly as big as yours. So from him, we can only take one or two rooms. But you don't have a large family at all. They have this big, gigantic house. From you, we take a whole wing. Every person is judged according to his capability. Every person is judged according to what he could afford. Dr. Chofetz Chaim, that's what's meant by this medrash over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge a person. He's going to come over to Reuven. He's going to say, how come you didn't learn? You could have finished the sechtes. You could have done gevaldik. And what did you do? You hardly did anything. You did one mesechta. The Reuven Tainis, he says, you have Tainis on me. He said, my friend Shimon, he didn't even finish the mesechta. He didn't learn any Gemara. He learned a couple of prakim of Mishnayos. We tell him, there's no comparison. You, Reuven, have a lot more time on your hands. And you, Reuven, we're not so pressured for Parnassah. And you, Reuven, we're a bigger Baal Kishrin. You had a much bigger house than he did. He had less time. He had less Parnassah. He had less Menuchas and Nefesh. His house was much smaller. We don't expect the same thing from him that we expect from you. That's the pshat of the Chofetz Chaim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to mon kifi mashehu. Every person according to his ability. And that's what Chazal say, Echon HaMarvah Echon HaMamit U'Bulvat Shichav Libur L'Shem Shemayim. Now the Chofetz Chaim also says, a Meiridik Ipshat, in the Gemara in Brachis, Tavdalad Amid Beis, I never understood the Gemara or what the purpose of the Gemara was, but the Chofetz Chaim explains it beautifully. It says over there like this, Tana, it was learned in a Reis, Michoel Ba'achas. Michoel, when he does the Shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does it in one leap. He doesn't stop in the middle. He can do everything in one leap. He can fly across the world in one trip. Gabriel Mishtayin. Gabriel, he does it in two trips. He stops in the middle. Eliyahu Ba'arv. Eliyahu Hanavi does it in four parts. Malach HaMames Mishmaina. So Rashi says each one does it in the amount of trips that he could do. The Chofetz Chaim asks, what's this Gemara coming to tell us? Like, what exactly is the purpose of this Gemara? He does it in one shot, the other one does it in the second shot. The Chofetz Chaim says that Vave, all of them are being Mekayim, the Shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch. And since Michael has the Kayach and the ability to do his Shlichus in one flying across the world, he doesn't do it in two different ones, because he exerts all of his energy to do the rest of the Hashem. That is Michael. Gabriel doesn't have that same kayak. He only has the kayak to do it in two shots. But in two shots, he does it. He exerts all of his energy to do it in the way that he could do it. And that's an example that we have to take. We have to take the wherewithal that we were given, the abilities, the kayakas, and we have to use it as much as we can for our Avodas Hashem. Pasuk goes on to say, "Uvoziv sholach kazois, asorach hamoyrim, 10 donkeys, noisim mituv Mitzrayim, that we're carrying from the good of Mitzrayim." The Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Tezayin Amid Beis says, "My mituv Mitzrayim, What is this two of the best of Mitzrayim? Omer of Binyamin bar of Yefes, Omer of Elazar, Sholach lo, he sent him Yayin Yoshin, old wine, Shadaz Zikainim Neichehimenu, that the Das of Zikainim are satisfied from old wine. So Shimon Schwab asks, in the Sefer Mayan Beit HaShaeva, you have to understand, with Yaakov Avinu from the those that gobbled down wine, he had nothing better to do, that Yosef sent him 10 chamorim worth of wine. Yaakov Avinu needed so much wine, was he, for those that guzzled down wine. Second of all, we know that Tzadikim of Amayit and Tanugim Boilam Azeh, the Vosephus, he sent them this. What does that mean? Das to Canaan, Neuchei Medu. Other Rabbis, Tzadikim, they don't indulge themselves in Oilam Azeh. So what is this Das to Canaan, Neuchei Medu? Another thing you have to understand is what is this Tuv Mitzrayim? It's Mashmah, this is the best thing in Mitzrayim. Why is this the best thing in Mitzrayim? So Shimon Schwab explains it's Yodua, that the other Sakdoshim were Mekayim Kolatay Rekula, even Isurim Derabana. If that's the case, how in the world did Yosef think he's going to send Yaakov wine? Yaakov Avinu was not going to drink it. It's Stam Yena. It's the Yain of Goyim. So why in the world would Yaakov drink it? It's Mashmah from over here that on the wine of Mitzrayim there was no Gzeira of Stam Yena. The Gzeira of Stam Yenam is because we're scared that they might have poured it for Avodah Zarah. But in Mitzrayim, it was not the minhag to pour wine for Avodah Zarah. They raved Avodah Zarah in different ways, but the wine itself was pure for being used for Avodah Zarah. The men over there, they weren't geyser on that. They also were not geyser on wine because we might come close to them and marry their daughters, because at that time, the daughters of Mitzrayim were still mutra tiyin. There was no gzeira stam yena. That asked the pshat shadas the kainim from Russian zokin v'yosef v'yeshiva. Someone that's a tzaddik, he's satisfied with this because it's clear from any shemitz of iser that's the das the kainim leichemen when there was no shash that was poured for Avodah Zarah. But why did Yosef send so much wine? Because he understood me to the brothers that they were in a massive of sadness. They realized that they did something terrible. They didn't realize they did something wrong. To Menela, he sent with the brothers so much wine that Yaakov Avinu should be able to supply them with wine to get them out of their misery. As the Pasuk says, it says, V'yayin esamach levavenoish. It also says, Tzru sheikhar lo'oive. Give sheikhar to one who is lost. V'yayin lamarei nefesh. Give wine to those that are embittered. And at that time, they needed a lot of wine because they were terribly ba'atzis over the whole mice of Mechiras Yosef and what took place the last 22 years. Asher Lefizeh, he sent them this wine. But it's called Mituv Mitzrayim because this is something that the Zekanim, the Tzadikim, and Noicha Imenu, there was no Shash of Avodah Zarah. Vayagidu Loilema. And they told Yankiv saying, Oy Yosef Chai. That he is the ruler over the entire land of Mitzrayim. By Yosef Levi, and his heart rejected this, he went ham and lamb. He didn't believe that. By Davaray, love is called Divray Yosef Ashadiber, Aleyem. They said over all the words of Yosef that he spoke to them. Batechi Ruach Yaakov Aviem. And the spirit of Yaakov was revived. The Ramban on this pasuk says, Al derech hapshat, that Yaakov Avinu never found out his entire life that the brothers sold Yosef. He thought that maybe he wandered in a field, the people that found him sold him to Mitzrayim, but the brothers, he never found out that they were the ones that sold him, because the brothers did not want to tell him their aveirah. They were embarrassed, and it could, may very well be that they were afraid that he might get angry at them and give them a klala like he did by the brothers, by Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. So they were afraid of that. And Yosef, because he was a Baal Musar with his good midas, he never told Yaakov Avinu. So the Mashgiach of the Slabotki Yeshiva, Reb Moshe Tikhatsinsky, says that he was Ma'ayur, you see from the Ramban, that Yaakov Avinu never asked, and Yosef never said anything, It was never a conversation. It doesn't say that they lied. It doesn't say that they said something else. It says, Parsha, they did not talk about this subject at all. Why is that? You see that the others, Hadoshim and the Shvatim, did not speak anything which wasn't necessary. There was already a Nevuah of Yosef, the dreams of Yosef, and the Nevuah was in the sky by them bowing down. So what nafkamina is it? How did it happen? How did you get down to Mitzrayim to begin with? What brought you here, etc.? Well, my nafkamina, there was a Nevuah, Nevuah was in the sky, and everything else is just fluff, but no need to speak about it. You see how Zohar they were in their words? Not to say any extra word. I think I've already said over this night that one of the people that was very much an askin with the matters of Russian Jewry was a Rabbi Neustadt. And he once said over the following story. He said he was once giving a shiur in Russia, and he mentioned the end of the shiur that he has to hurry home because he has to get up early. He has to catch a flight to this and this place. He told him he's going to be on this and this flight. He gets up early the next morning, and he's waiting online for that flight. And lo and behold, he sees that one of the members of the shiur was there waiting online together with him. And he's wondering, I mentioned I'm going to be on this flight. And the fellow didn't say, oh, I'm also going to be on this flight. So afterwards, he asked him about this. You know, I said, I'm going to be on this flight. He didn't say a word about it. Why not? He says, you don't understand. Here in Russia, we are trained from the time that we are children. You don't say an extra word, because any extra word could get you into trouble. And we are trained like this. We are brought up like this. You only say what is totally necessary. More than that, you don't say. This was the way of the Ovis HaKadoshim, even though they didn't live in Russia. Every word is extra. Any word that doesn't have to be said, as Chazal say, if a word is worth one coin, mistake and betray, then silence is worth two coins. And that's the hug of the others. It was not negate to speak to them. However, Shimon Schwab, he says his own shot. You know, I in Panama Tayyar, the Rabban says that Yaakov Avinu never found out about it. But if Shimon Schwab says, well, Hepuk, he learns shot in the Pusik that the brothers Vidavki told him. Why is that? Because it says in the Pusik, Vayagidu Leilemer Oidei Sivchai, the Yehumayisho B'choleres Mitzrayim. Vayachig Liboy, his heart rejected it. Ki Loihem in Lohem. He did not believe them. So what happened then? Vayidavru Leilemer Kol Divrei Yosef Asher Dibur Aleihem. He said all the words that Yosef had spoken to them. And then Vayaris Agolois. And then it says about the Chiruach Yaakov Abiyam. What happened over here? In the beginning, he didn't believe them. And then they said everything that Yosef had said, and then he believed them. So Schwab learns the shot like this. When they originally said, oh, Yosef Chai, he did not believe them. Why? Because since they hid from him the holy name of the Mechira, and L'chitchila, they said here, recognize this negative Yosef, Chai Ro Achalosu, Chazal say in Ovis Deriv Nosen, that the einish of a liar is that even when he ends up saying the truth at the end, people don't believe him. If you lie to Chitzchila, the end will be, if you say the truth, they're still not going to believe you. And where did they learn it from? They learned it from this rice with the brothers. It says, they told him, oh, he's of Chai. They hammered him. He didn't believe them. Why is that? Because they still had the Avera of the lie in them. They told the Sheker, here is the Ksenis of Yosef. Recognize it, a chaya had eaten it. When the brothers of Yosef saw that Yaakov doesn't believe them, they recognize it's because they covered up their Aveira, they're still guilty of the Aveira of lying. And if they would be oyster the Aveira of Sheker from themselves, then perhaps Yaakov Avinu would believe them. So what did they do then? By Yitzhakru, a love as cold of Yosef. What did Yosef say? I am Yosef that you sold to Mitzrayim. Oh, they were Meshach and the Indian of Sheker, and they were fighting on the truth. And then Yaakov Avinu believed that. That is the way Rishwab learned shot, a beautiful, beautiful shot. Also goes on to say, Vayayim Yisrael, Amusa HaPoach, I could die this time. Now that I saw your face, Why do you say such a lashon? I can die this time. I can die this time. You know, I'll tip that fellow Sodom. You're not supposed to speak about bad things happening to you. So why did Yaakov Avinu use such a lashon of Musa Hapa? There's numerous Sodom brought down in the Mepharshim. Rishulei Diskin says that the mesh of 22 years that Yaakov Avinu did not have Yosef, when he lame Kriyashma, he could not be Mekayim, the person to call Nafshecha, that Bishas Kriyashma to think he's being Meister his Nevesh, Takot Yisbarach. Why is that? Because he wasn't Mekayim the Taklas of his life? Because as far as he was concerned, he lost one of the Shvatim. He knew his Taklas was to be Mayim at 12 Shvatim. And he was afraid Yosef was dead and he wasn't Mekayim the Taklas. He couldn't be Moshe Nevesh with his full lave because he still wanted to live and he wanted to still be able to be the kind that 12 Shevet. But now that he found out that Yosef was alive and he talked about 12 Shvatim, or Musa Hapam, I could kill myself in Kriyashna. I could be the kind of call the Avshif and be Moshe Nevesh in my Mashavet, completely Rasham, because I know in my lifetime I was already the kind of my time. And that's the reason why Yaakov Avinu put now Elaine Kriyas rather. The first time I ask you a question, it says that Yaakov fell on his shoulders, or Yaakov did not. Yaakov did not react. Why? Because Yaakov was busy laying Kriyas rather. Everybody asks the question, if it was Man Kriyas rather, Yaakov also should have laying Kriyas rather. And if it wasn't Man Kriyas rather, so why did Yaakov Avinu adopt it now laying Kriyas rather? There it is. Because this was his first opportunity in 22 years to lame Kriyashma and say Shema Yisrael, and to think about being the voice in every stock of the Zorogu, that is why he did that. Or Musha Hapa. So Zayim Luteris has a very beautiful shot. In a Musha Hapa, Yaakov Avinu, as he was getting close to Mitzrayim, which was known as Ervas or Oret, it was a mokum of the Avi Avoy Satuma, Avoy Zorah, with Kishu, with Snus, and the Yetzirah over there, Imamish, he wreaked havoc with people. Yaakov Avinu had to prepare himself for the Melchemes HaYetzir. The Gemara says in the Sefer Brachos, L'yoylam yargiz odom yetzir toiv al yetzir hara. A person should wage a war between his yetzir toiv against the yetzir hara. Im notzkoy mutav, if he was menatzeach over him, if he was victorious, good. Then lav yasek batayv, the Isaac and Tayv. If you were victorious, good. Then love Yikru Kriyashma. Then he has to learn Kriyashma. If not, Mutin. If he was victorious, good. Then love, and if not, Yazgir Atzma Yayim Hamisha. This is what Yaakov Avinu did. He did all three things as he was approaching Mitzrayim. The first thing was that he sent out Yehuda Geisha. He sent out Yehuda to Geisha. What was the purpose? As I'll say, l'sakin l'beis ha-talmud, to be l'sakin yeshiva. That's the first weapon against the Yetzirah. Barossi Yetzirah, Barossi Teira Tavlin. He made a yeshiva for Teira. Second of all, the second thing was, he learned Kriyashma as he approached Yosef. And the third thing was, he said, on Musa Hapam, he remembered the Yom HaMisa. These are the three weapons that a person should use in fighting against the Yetzirah. The pasuk goes on to say, "Vayares ha'agolis," and Yaakov saw the wagons that Shesholach Yosef lost, as they say. "Vatechi ruach Yaakov aviem," and Yaakov's spirit was awakened. Rashi says, "What agolis? Simon Moser lehem." Yosef gave over a simon to the brothers to tell Yaakov, "This is what we spoke about last. We were Isaac in the parish of Egla Arusa." That's why it says Vayaris Agolis Ashesholach Yosef. It doesn't say it's Agolis Ashesholach Pare. And so Agolis Ashesholach Yosef is referring to Eglah Rufa. It's a remnant to Eglah Rufa what they were learning. The Maral in Gur Aryeh says that this is not a coincidence that Yosef was Isaac with his father in the parish of Eglah Rufa the last time before he said goodbye to him. It's not a coincidence. Why did he say that? Because what made Yosef so sure that Yaakov Avinu, after 22 maybe he wouldn't remember. What made Yosef think that Yaakov Avinu was going to remember? The Teretz is up to morale. At the time that Yosef went out on his path to go to Emek Hebron, Yaakov Avinu was malav him on the way. He didn't let Yosef go by himself. Yosef told him, Pate, what do you have to be my seer for? What do you have to go through this year to go back home? I'll go on my own. So for that, Yaakov Avinu taught him the Inyan of Egla Rufa. From Egla Rufa, we learned the great important thing of being malav a person out to the city. Why is that? Because the Zakenim say in the parish of Egla Rufa, Yodenu Leishuk Hoshok Hosadamateh. The Gemara in Soitis of the Mehem Bey says, is there a Havamina that the Zikne Bezdin were Shaifkei Dam? Why do they have to say Yodenu Leishuk Hosadamateh? The Terences are saying, he didn't come to us, and we didn't leave him without escorting him to the outside, the outskirts of the city. We learn from over here that if a person has the opportunity of escorting someone and he doesn't, it's like Shvichus Zomim. And if you have a person, he won't be damaged. Morel in a different place explains that when you have a rabbi being malavah someone, so the Shkinah goes along with them, and that gives the person that's leaving a special fiat to the Shmaya that nothing is going to happen to him. The Yaakov Avinu, because Yosef wanted him to go back home, Yaakov Avinu taught him the parish of Egla Rufa, and the lesson that we learn from that is that there's a mitzvah to be malavah someone. That's how Yosef knew about Yosef that Yaakov would remember that. And Yosef Takia sent him back a message like this. He sent him back the message, we learned Egla Rufa. And what did we learn in the parish of Egla Rufa? That if you're malavah him, nothing is going to happen to him. So it's impossible that something happens to Yosef. Because you will allow him outside of the city, and Ayvazoy, there was a special kayak, a special theater, the shrine guarding him. That goof is the biggest shrine in his whole life. And Yosef knew that Yaakov would remember the whole incident, that Yaakov would remember that he was allowed him, and the male he sent him.